Good morning. This is Morning Edition on WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn. 9 years before the infamous Salem witch trials occurred, did you know that Pennsylvania had its own close call with the witch hunt hysteria? WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports on the so-called Witch of Ridley Creek.
For those keeping score of Delco's quirks at home, they can add a witch trial to the county's growing list. Carla Welsh of Springfield was experiencing burnout from working in the medical field, so she has since developed a new passion, uncovering little-known history gems within Delco.
What I did was, is I went on newspaperarchive.com with my library card to get free access, and I just did a search with the keyword witch, and this article popped up from 1902 about the Swedish woman named Margaret Madsen that was put on trial for being a witch.
She found out that this was Pennsylvania's only witch trial involving two Delco women, which happened before the Salem witch trials in Massachusetts.
And I found this pretty interesting because I've lived in Delco my whole life, and I've never heard of this story, so I did a post about it, and my post kind of blew up.
The story goes as follows. In 1683, the quote, Witch of Ridley Creek was accused of bewitching farm animals and saying weird things while boiling meat in a great cauldron. Another Swedish woman, Jesro Hendrickson, was also accused of being a witch. Walsh's research went a step further by locating Madsen's land records.
Okay, so I found that there was a Swedish couple that lived along the Delaware River in between Ridley Creek and Crum Creek, and that would be where Barry Calibut USA kind of is in Eddystone today.
She also found the old Pennsylvania Provincial Council minutes detailing the trial. On February 27, 1683, the jury, witnesses, the attorney general, and even William Penn himself filled the courtroom in Philadelphia. Madsen, who required an interpreter, pleaded not guilty. However, witnesses testified that she had practiced witchcraft for at least 20 years. One man even said that Madsen's own daughter had told him she was a witch. Despite not having a lawyer, Madsen delivered a strong defense for each allegation, saying the witnesses speak only by hearsay. In just a few hours, the jurors reached a verdict. She was, quote, guilty of having the common fame of a witch, but not guilty in manner and form of which she is indicted. Her punishment was light, a fine of £50 and 6 months of good behavior. Jesro Hendrickson got the same sentence. Remember, this was Pennsylvania's only witch trial, and the outcome pales in comparison with what happened in Massachusetts 9 years later. When accusations began to fly in 1692, the infamous Salem witch trials quickly followed, and mass hysteria ensued. In just 9 months, 19 people were hanged, one person was pressed to death with stones, and more than 150 people were jailed. Christine Raberman, the assistant vice dean and director of academic affairs at the University of Pennsylvania, also studies history. She says this reflects the religious differences between the Quakers of Pennsylvania and their Puritan counterparts up north.
Well, when you look at how it was resolved, it is a stark difference from Salem. And that also suggests something to me about the fact that the community members, it doesn't mean they didn't have tensions with each other, but for whatever series of reasons, those tensions were not emerging in the form of witchcraft accusations.
Reberman's research has led her to the conclusion that people at the margins of society are often the scapegoat for those in the inner ring of power when societies are faced with issues.
Now, it's only one case, so we have to be a little bit careful about overanalyzing, but I do think that looking at examples like that gives us a way of both, you know, sort of understanding the range of human responses, and also maybe gives us some ideas about how we can handle those instances of division and fear within our own society as well.
Carla Welsh, the Delco resident who dug up this bit of local history, also thinks the case is important because it shows why everyone deserves a fair trial. Welsh says she finds lessons in all aspects of history. Now, the former medical professional is thinking about turning her pastime of conducting historical research into a career.
I want to engage young people to want to get passionate about learning more and doing their own research, because I feel like you really uncover a lot of things and things just make sense and you can better connect to your community and all the people that live there.
Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.